Hi, my name is Ben Riga. I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft, working on Windows Phone. In this series, Top Ranked, I spend some time looking at various tips and tricks and techniques to help you raise the ranking or the ratings of your apps. Today we're going to talk about alignment. It's a very simple topic, one that designers usually intuitively understand, but developers don't spend a lot of time on. Alignment is kind of important to the Metro design language that we see in Windows Phone. And so as a result, it's something that you want to spend some time paying attention to. There is some very simple rules that you can follow, and if you follow them, it makes your application look better to the end user. It's kind of a hard thing to do or to understand or grok at first, because it's not something that most people will think is important. But when you look at it, intuitively users will notice that things are out of alignment. Even if they don't notice, even if they don't know that they notice it, optically it's there, and it will throw things out of kilter. And in general, it just makes your app feel or look just a little bit sloppy. And so there's some magic numbers, if you will, on Windows Phone. The templates that we use or that the designers put together seem to use this magic number of 12 throughout. And if you follow that magic number, it's something that will help your apps look better. And so you'll see that most things align up in a grid around the number 12. Actually, a 12 or 24. And I'll show you what I mean by that in a few seconds when I show you some apps. The important thing is that you actually try and align things, and especially along the left-hand side of your screen or when you're aligning list items or list boxes and scroll items and so on, you'll want those to align properly. I've seen some designers, some designers in our Center of Excellence team actually use Post-it notes. They'll actually put Post-it notes up on their monitors so that when they're looking at apps running in the emulator, they can actually ensure that all of the items are aligned so that nothing is out of kilter. They'll even do the same thing on a device. They'll actually put a Post-it note on a device so that, again, they can measure the alignment. The reason they do that is because it's not easy to spot when things are out of alignment. Even though, like I said, optically your eye will just tell you something's wrong and you don't know what it is, it's not easy to figure out where that is. And so there's actually a tool that was put out by Jeff Wilcox. He's got a lot of stuff out there, and this was one of the great things that he's put out. It's called the Metro Grid Helper. It's something you can grab off NuGet, just pull it down, just add it to you every single project that you have. There's no reason you shouldn't put it in. In fact, let me just show you how it works. So, like I said, the easiest thing to do is just add it to your project. So when you look for it, it's called Metro Grid, and it should pull it up. There it is. It's up on CodePlex, I believe, and there's a NuGet package that you can just add. Now, when you add that, I've already done it here, it'll add some code to your project, and then it's up to you to add that into your application. And the way you do that is by going into let's actually look at, let me comment it out, and I'll show you an application that has some text blocks and list item and a rectangle. You see them here. It's hard to tell whether they're in alignment or not. Just like I said, optically, it's not an easy thing to say. And yet, you know that they're not in alignment. You don't know which one's off and which one's to the left and right, but you know that the line is not there for your eye to follow. And so what Metro Grid Helper does, let me stop this. Whoops. What Metro Grid Helper does, and what you do is you come into, you go into your app XAML, and right in the same place where you see those frame counters and where you can add other things like redraw regions and all of that good stuff that you need when you're debugging, Metro Grid Helper is just a simple thing that you add in. MetroGridHelper.isVisible. And that's really all you need to do. Once you do that, and the reason you put it in here is because you don't want to ship this with your app. It's actually going to put a bunch of stuff in your visual tree, which you don't want. I mean, you just don't want all of that extra cruff, extra stuff, let's say, in your project. And so by putting it here, it will only be there when the debugger is attached. When the debugger is not attached, you just won't see it at all. So let me just run this again. You see that same project. Now I can see this red series of squares that are in the background, or grid, I guess. Let me just zoom in here. And you'll see here that there's a number of things that that are out of alignment. You see the T in text block there is too far to the right. The T in text blocks here is too far to the left. The rectangle, you can see, is off by a little bit. Now, clearly, this one's way off. It's all the way to the left. So that's something that we should be easily able to fix. And so if I come back to my project and come back to my main page, you'll see that all of the text blocks are here. The Magic 12 that I was talking about is pretty obvious here. So if I click on a particular, let's see, this stack panel here. This stack panel, the margin on it is, let me see if I can find it. There it is, 12 from the left, right? So there's it's 12 pixels in from the left. And then if I look at my title, my application title, and look at that margin, it also is 12 in from the left. So what we need to be, if we want to align up, is 12 in, or actually 24 in from the left-hand side of the screen. And so that's what we'll need to do. It's a bit of a pain because when you add, so for instance, if I add a text block to my screen, should be added there. Where is the new one? Oh, it's added it right on top here. Well, now I've moved it. But you'll see that once you add it, it actually adds it at 10. And so that doesn't really line up. And so what you want to do is go through and change your margins so that they are 12. And if I go through and do this with all of my text blocks, this one's at 14 because I just moved it a second ago. Similarly, this one is at 14 also. And this list control, list box, is at 10 also. And you'll see that as I go through and change, make all these changes, if I make all these changes, I should be in pretty good shape. Last one is the rectangle, and that one also is at a 10. And now if I run this app, you'll see that even though I really haven't changed a whole lot, it actually looks better. And you can see that all of the text clearly aligns up. I don't have to worry about that. So again, this is a pretty simple tip. Just grab the MetroGrid helper. There's no reason you should be doing your coding without having that MetroGrid helper on screen. It's going to remind you every time you put a control down on a screen, it's going to remind you to align it. And so leave it in there. And then as soon as you click change to a release build of your app, it just won't be there. While I'm talking about alignment, there's a couple of other things you should know. List items, for instance, if you have list items, clearly when I have list items here I have a list box here. And there, you know, it's actually pretty easy when I have my mouse on the screen to click on these. But keep in mind that your finger is actually much fatter than the point of that cursor. And so when you're building mobile apps, you have to make sure that there's enough space. Again, I would use the magic number 12. Try and have at least 12 pixels between any list item or in a scroll view or what have you. Similarly, if you have controls that you're laying on the screen, whether that's buttons or other types of controls, try to place them at least 12 pixels apart, sometimes even 24. You should judge this yourself, whatever looks better. But again, you'll see that throughout the designers have this grid that's kind of there, even if you don't know it's there, it is there. And so if you adhere to that grid mentality and keep all of your controls at that 12, that, using that magic number 12, your apps will just look better, and it's kind of a free thing. So that's kind of it. It's a pretty simple tip, a really great tool from Jeff Wilcox. If you use it, you'll be in good shape. Your apps will be a lot better, and hopefully you'll get better ratings as a result. Your users won't know why they're giving you better ratings. They'll just give you better ratings. At least I hope so. That's it for this episode. Again, as always, if you have any questions or comments or just anything you want to ask me about, feel free to email me. My email address is benriga@microsoft.com. Or again, if you have comments about the any of these episodes, feel free to post a comment either on the Channel 9 post or on my blog. I read those and will respond to those as well. And of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, that would be great too. It helps me feel really good about myself. It always feels good when I get that person is following you on Twitter. So please do that. Again, my Twitter handle is @BenRiga. And that's it. If you have any other comments or if you have topics that you'd like me to cover on the Top Ranked series, please drop me an email. I'd love to do that. Hope to see you on the next episode. See you soon. Bye.